The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And thank you once again. It's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are on this Friday, feel good or otherwise. We're out to try to educate and inform people as much as we can about issues of the day. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of gobbledygook running around out there in the mainstream media that just you look at it and you go, okay, how does that affect me? That's just, it's garbage. How does that affect me? We got some Dallas Cowboys cheerleader out there complaining she was insulted and name called by Green Bay Packers players when they beat Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and the Green Bay Packers players are over there and now they filed a complaint. And that affects you how? See, people are just like, man, this is exactly the tit for tat that's out there. Not the same tit for tat you get in Davos. It's this escort thing, man. This has got me going. I just can't help myself. These people go over there to get laid. I mean, this is just crazy. Totally crazy. I mean, they're sold out of escorts. This is going on all weekend. I wonder how many honey traps they got set for these people. I really do. I really want to know. I mean, we're talking about paying $2,500 to spend time with a nothing more than a prostitute. I mean, come on. That's some escort's going to call me on the show and just bitch me out. Oh, well. Such is life. You know, there's other things that are more important. And in the health category, I want to talk a minute about plastic chemicals. Now, we mentioned this before, but not to the degree I'm going to cover right now. So listen up. They're causing infertility and diabetes. It's been found widespread in common food items. This is a report out that many of the foods consumed by Americans are contaminated with harmful plastic chemicals that contribute to health complications. Consumer Reports is a nonprofit organization that did the study, testing 85 food items from 11 categories, examining for presence of plasticizers, a chemical used to boost the durability of plastics. The group analyzed 2 to 3 samples from each food item, looking for 2 types of common plasticizers, bisphenols and phthalates, as well as some of their substitutes. And so here's the deal on this. They found the chemicals are widespread in the food products despite growing evidence of health risks. They keep using them. Consumer Reports discovered that 79% of tested samples had bisphenols, while 84 out of 85 items had phthalates. I know you. Well, what are they? You know, these plasticizers can cause severe health issues, prostate glands in kids, negative effects on the brain, as well as kids' behavior. BPA has been linked with type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and high blood pressure. Phthalates have been associated with obesity, type 2 diabetes, lower sperm motility and concentration, early puberty in girls, and cancer. And, of course, exposure to the chemicals can come from the environment, from food, and the packaging that it's in, from dust in a house to the printed receipt from a grocery store. Now, according to the Director of Food Safety Research and Testing at the organization, James E. Rogers, there wasn't any good news on phthalates. The study showed that they're moving at least in the right direction on bisphenols, but not so much phthalates. Not only were they present in almost all the tested foods, their levels are much higher compared to bisphenols. And now here's a list. You ready for this? Just so you know. This is Consumer Reports now telling you these are the products. Are you using any of these? In the beverage category, first, Brisk iced tea lemon, Coca-Cola original, Lipton diet green tea citrus, Poland Spring 100% natural spring water, canned beans, Hormel chili with beans, Bush's chili red beans, mild chili sauce, Great Value Walmart baked beans original. In the condiments section, Mrs. Butterworth syrup original and Hunt's tomato ketchup. In the dairy section, Fairlife Core Power High Protein Milkshake Chocolate. SlimFast High Protein Meal Replacement Shake Creamy Chocolate. Yoplait Original Low Fat Yogurt. Tuscan Dairy Farms Whole Milk. In the fast food, you knew this was coming. Wendy's Crispy Chicken Nuggets. Moe's Southwest Grill Chicken Burrito. Chipotle chicken burrito, Burger King Whopper with cheese, Burger King chicken nuggets, and Wendy's Dave's single with cheese. Now for the youngins, the grain cereals, General Mills Cheerios original and success 10-minute boil in bag white rice. Infant food, Gerber, mealtime for baby harvest turkey dinner. Similac, advanced infant milk-based powder formula. Beechnut, Fruities pouch bear or pear. Banana and raspberries and Gerber cereal for baby rice. In the meat and poultry section, Perdue, ground chicken breast. Trader Joe's, ground pork, 80% lean, 20% fat. Premio Foods, sweet Italian sausage, and Libby's corned beef. In the packaged fruits and vegetables, Del Monte, sliced peaches, and 100% fruit juice. Green Giant cream style sweet corn. Del Monte, fresh cut Italian green beans. In the prepared meals, Annie's organic cheesy ravioli, Chef Boyardee beefaroni pasta and tomato and meat sauce. Banquet Chicken Pot Pie, Campbell's Chunky Classic Chicken Noodle Soup, and Chef Boyardee Big Bowl Beefaroni Pasta and Meat Sauce. In the seafood category, Chicken of the Sea, Pink Salmon and Water, Skinless Boneless. King Oscar Wild Caught Sardines and Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Snow Chopped Clam. Snow's Chopped Clams. Now, according to testing by Consumer Reports, some of these foods had far higher levels of phthalates as compared to others. So we thought we'd get them out there. Now you know. You have any of this stuff, you might not want to consume it anymore. Now, for those of you who, Dave, I'm trying to write this stuff. You're going too fast. It's okay. If you have the email blast, we'll have it on there for you. You can go look it up and compare with what's there. Now, why does cold weather kill a Tesla? Well, figure it out. Tesla owners, for example, in Chicago recently faced a significant issue when their vehicles were left dead, completely unable to charge in the frigid sub-zero temperatures. Cold weather is a major Achilles heel for electric vehicles. They take longer to charge. Some Tesla charging stations were reportedly not functioning correctly. These incidents have raised questions about the reliability of EVs in extreme weather conditions. Why? I mean, incentive, $7,500 federal tax credit. I mean, But the battery, that's the problem. You know, the one when it goes out, you got to pay $22,000 for a new one. Now, what happens if you can't afford it? $22,000 now. Not covered under warranty. Yep. So this is a real problem. With the cold weather, the efficiency drop is attributed to the chemical and physical reactions inside the EV's battery, which requires more time in the cold, thereby reducing the power available to the vehicle. Now, here's the thing. Consider the case of siblings that had to stop six times in one day to charge their Tesla. This was reported by Breitbart last year at this time. They had to stop every 1 to 1.5 hours to charge for an hour, then an hour and a half, then 2 hours, according to some drivers. And it got to the point it was between $25 and $30 to recharge. Just in one day, we stopped six times to charge at that cost. And of course, they complained about her, to it to Hertz. What did Hertz do? Got rid of the entire lineup. You can no longer get a Tesla at Hertz, the way the reports are. To add insult to injury, imagine going out to your Tesla in cold weather and find yourself unable to open your car door thanks to the frigid temps, thanks to Elon Musk's unique door handle design. You can't access your vehicle due to the frozen door handles during a severe winter storm in Canada and the U.S. Amazing how that works. And it's no wonder Tesla faced a steep $94 billion reduction in market valuation in the initial weeks of this year. Based on bad news in China, Hertz fleeing the EV market, and reports of Tesla charging stations turning into car graveyards due to cold weather disabling electric cars. Is it time to dump Tesla stocks? Huh. Yeah. Hertz is selling off thousands of EVs to buy gas-powered cars. Amazing how that is. All because of cold weather. People should have thought about that. In other news regarding the energy and environment having to do with your car, Gavin Newsom is after your gas-powered vehicle. He has signed a new executive order. Those of you in California, your gas-powered vehicle will be banned by 2035. This refers to new vehicles and existing gas-powered cars and trucks that will be allowed on California's roads for the moment. Other states are following California, but with EVs comes an investment. What are the economic ramifications of banning gas-powered vehicles? Can California or America afford it? I mean, electric vehicles are dependent on what? The grid. If the power goes out, good luck with the car. California has experienced more outages in the last 5 years than any other state except Texas. On the average, a California blackout, 10 hours long. With the longest lasting 2.5 days. How are you going to charge your car and get to work then? You're not. Boy, this guy, and you want him. These people are thinking about putting him in the White House? I don't think so. Boy, you want to talk about some real serious problems? I mean, not only is California the only state on this agenda, 9 other states have announced restrictions on new gas-powered vehicle sales. Are you ready for this? Because this may be the state you want to leave if you live there. Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Washington, and Vermont. There you have it. Those are the states right now that are going to try to kick you out of your gas-powered vehicle and force you to buy one of these useless EVs. Pretty crazy, huh? Boy, it's time to think about realigning your priorities. Dave in New York, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, I'll keep this, brief, but it's probably one of the most important things I could ever tell you. But there's a free video out online by a lady named Alana Barbaros, or Barbara, and it's the American groomerfilm.com, and you can watch it for free. It's only 36 minutes long, and when parents see this, they're going to go through the roof. Groomerfilm.com.
I'm making note of this. 36 minutes. All right, we'll check it out.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. I'm going to move on to this. We're talking, I got to go down the list here. Skip over some stuff because, we're going to be going to break at 28 and hopefully coming back with Danny Katz here. The state of Maine is pulling the same crap Washington State just did. There's a bill being debated right now in the state legislature. Give authorities the power to take kids away from parents if the parents don't want medical providers to impose gender-affirming care onto their kids. This is LD 1735. It's very explicit about the startling new power. In its summary, it directly states, quote, "The bill authorizes a court to take temporary jurisdiction because a child has been unable to obtain gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care," unquote. There seems to be no provision made for religious objection. Parents would have no parental rights on the issue. Either they allow their kids to be exposed to dangerous and permanent transgendering drugs and surgeries, or they lose them to the state. If this bill is passed and signed into law, Maine would join other states like Washington in eliminating parental rights in favor of the radical transgender movement. Folks, I'm sorry. Natural law. This is another reason you may not want to stay in these states. Natural law. You understand what that is? This is the purpose of having parents and having children. The children are the offspring of the parents. That is the Christian realm. To circumvent that or contravene that, which is exactly what this law is doing, is against God's law. Which, David New York, thanks for prompting me to get to that article because of this American Groomer film. You're in one of these states like Maine or Washington. Maine passes it. Let's say they do. I mean, they're libtards up there. I know anybody in Maine that's not a libtard, please call the show and tell me this really frustrates you. If you're a parent and you've got a kid that goes to school and gets programmed, how do you know they're not getting programmed by some groomer? So, you know, Jim Crenshaw's got a video out. And now apparently it's the CEO of United Airlines in drag queen attire dancing around. And he's going to bring drag queen shows to United Airlines. I'm like, Jim, you're asking for a lawsuit, buddy. Better be careful. These people are out for blood, I'm telling you. You start calling them out. I mean, I can't even tell that it's the CEO of United Airlines dancing around out there like some sort of fool. I mean, you can't even tell. Jim, you better be careful. These people, I mean, you got that one up there, that shooter up in Portland they arrested. She's tired of these transphobes out there. Don't make yourself a target. You know, see, the whole idea is you take it up with the people, the powers that be, to stop it. Now, here's the other thing. Who in Maine and Washington State passed these bills? The corporate state. State of Washington, all caps. State of Maine, all caps. Incorporated. Do you follow me? What about your natural God-given rights as a parent over your offspring? See, the Amish got the right idea there because their kids grow up. I mean, they have their little getaway time when they turn into teenagers. They want to go and sow their wild oats or whatever before they get back into the fold. I mean, they have that right. But again, you teach your child the way they should go, and when they get older, they won't turn away from it. Now, if you've come from a home, a broken home, an abusive home, you were victimized, you were sexually abused, well, what are you going to do? Pass it on. Play it forward. Pay it forward. This is what happens. Kids who are molested as children, they grow up. And what do they turn into? Yep, see, just crazy. 9 times out of 10, yeah, you may be that one exception to the rule, but 9 times out of 10, yep, you got Dr. Feelgood out there. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? You want to talk about cancel culture? Parents of a boy suspended for wearing warrior paint at a football game. Seriously. This is what this eighth grade student, J.A., attended a high school football game in his free time, and in an effort to emulate his sports heroes, he donned warrior paint on his cheeks, temples, and chin. According to the principal of his school, this common practice amounted to a hate incident, at least when executed by this particular child. He banned the 13-year-old from attending San Diego Unified School District sporting events for the remainder of the year and suspended him from school for 2 days, accusing him of hatred with intent to harm. The boy's family is now suing, demanding a jury trial for painting their child as a villain. Oh, yeah. Crazy, isn't it? This is the kind of garbage I'm talking about. You have a natural right to protect your kid. I really think the courts are going to give this school a rasher of it. I really do. Tim in Michigan, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, the weather in Michigan canceled the local school district that I live in. And they kept the school closed and for no reason. And the Amish kids that live in the area went to school. And you know what? Nobody got arrested because those kids were out in 2-degree weather in the back of a wagon going to school in the morning. They didn't go to a preheated school. They went to a school with a wood-burning fireplace. My whole point is they went to school. Why our kids sat at home and were told it was too scary for them to go out. I drove the roads. The roads were fine. Sure, you might have to drive 35 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour. It might take you an extra half hour to an hour to get to school, but that's what we did in the old days. We put snow tires on buses. But my whole point is then the school releases to the parents your final exams, because we're at the end of the marking period. Your final exams will not be held against you for your grade. Unless you pass the final exam and it raises your grade, then you can use it. We just lower the bar continually. We tell our kids it's too scary why the Amish kids are in wagons going to schools in the same weather. But to lower the grades, that's just the mentality of schools. Don't step up, lower the bar.
Tim, this is why you got a lot of people out there homeschooling their kids now. Just like, the Amish have their thing. These kids, public fool. I mean, this is the sad thing, Tim? We're paying property taxes to these institutions. This is crazy. Oh, my goodness. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you so much for that. That's pretty scary stuff. A China-based researcher had already mapped the COVID-19 sequence 2 weeks before China's ruling communist regime revealed such details to the world, raising questions about what other crucial pandemic information Beijing may have buried from view. You see, it's all coming out. The tie to Echo Health Alliance, all of that. It's all coming out. You really think that them and Peter Daszak and Fauci and Collins and everybody else, really, you seriously think that they're going to jail? Not my Andy Looney's coming up again. I don't think so. Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Morning. That whole thing about that transgender thing you were talking about in Maine, it's... How does the medical profession even okay that surgery? That is just insane. It just shows how irresponsible it is. But a week or two ago, and this is from the guy who runs the Freedom Center USA there in Lebanon, Missouri, he said that the Missouri legislature, I believe, passed this deal that's going through all the state legislatures, he thought, to make it instead of your doctors in your state getting state certification, do a national certification. And I think this is going to, if this is true, I think this is going to go along with what the WHO's trying to do. And so I can't remember the bills, but he said to look at their language in the bill in the Missouri legislature. You could, and then
I'd like to know what the bill number is.
State legislature and see if they're trying to do the same thing, because I think this is dangerous. You know, I think this is because look at what they got away with at the hospitals this year or you know, during the COVID crap.
Right, killing with the COVID people. Protocol. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I know.
I
was there.
Gonna,
I was on the front line of this thing.
This is going to enhance that.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to stop at nothing to murder as many people as they can. They have to reduce the population. That's what the elitists want. These medical boards probably are behind it. It's unfortunate. I haven't seen one of them step up and defend themselves. So don't know where this is headed, Sherry, but I appreciate your input this morning. Eric in Illinois, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, probably the biggest problem that people get into with their children is when they get a state marriage license, because I was listening to, you know, sounds like you've been listening to the same information. The man is joined to the state and the woman is joined to the state, but God is not involved. But Alabama had, so that you can still do the old method of recording it in your Bible, take a photo scan of that and an affidavit and go down and record it at the courthouse. So
yeah,
that's where people are getting in trouble with their kids because it's not their kids anymore.
Well, so, and I understand they enter into a corporate contract with the corporate state. And if push came to shove, the corporate state is now involved because somebody was hoodwinked into not, you know, there are people out there that get married by affidavit in a public ceremony or a private ceremony. And they just basically sign an affidavit of marriage, and then they have to turn around and go to the state to make it legal so they can enter in as a married couple to all these contracts. This is where they get you in Article 1 administrative law. Eric, I appreciate your call. Wow. Heavy-duty stuff out there, folks. And, I mean, I can't argue with Eric on that one. I'm telling you, you know, you enter into a contract, you make the state your god. See, this is where we have to stand up when they come at you and go, you have to take the shot. You must take the shot. If you do not take the shot, they're going to cut up your bank account. You're going to have to get your money out of the banks. So, I mean, there's going to be bank runs if they start this stuff. All they have to do is put the word out that we're going to CBDCs, or you get even one sniff of an incident getting ready to happen in America. Man, the first place I'd head to is the bank and get your cash out of there. That's where I would go. That's just me. That's you do what you want. If all your money gets shut down in the bank, that's on you. You do what you want. You don't want to collect gold and silver? I get it. Fine. But this nonsense about what the state can do and can't do versus what God says you can do and can't do, there's a real problem there. This is why we have a very dysfunctional government. And governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. That's the bigger problem. For those of you that are interested in our email blast, some of the stuff, there's a section on winter greenhouse growing. Believe it or not, there are vegetables that you can grow in the winter. And we have an article on that. Amazing how it works. We're going to try to dial up Danny Katz after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, thanks for your calls and listening to the show this morning. We appreciate that. Power Mall is open, by the way, 877-817-9829. We will be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
I am not a crook.
Power to the people.
Hey, it's Feel Good Friday, right?
Power to the people.
I got to do a little Plastic Ono Band right there for you here on this Friday. 33 minutes after the hour, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And hey, as promised, Danny Katz is on the phone with us. Now, actually, if you're watching us streaming live in video, this lovely lady is sitting there with the Something Danny thing right there with a pair of these neat-looking headphones on that probably look better than mine, but she's jamming this morning. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
So now you have this new book out called The Language of Betterarchy, A Blueprint for Uniting Against Tyranny, and I'm skimming through the book, and I'm reading the foreword, and I'm like, wait a minute, this guy we just played his clip this morning, Dr. Dave Martin, who's telling everybody he's monitoring these 46 different things they can unleash on humanity. And he wrote the foreword for your book. And I'm like, oh no, this has got to be good. How'd you get him to do that?
Well, David Martin and I have been friends for about 14, 15 years now. And we worked on Plandemic 2 together. I was one of the lead writers. I asked Mickey to put him in the movie, suggested that he put him in the movie. So we were already connected. I finished writing The Language of Betterarchy at the very end of 2022, and I sent it out to a couple friends just to ask for blurbs to help with the publishing process. David was one of the first people I sent it to, and he texted me. He's like, we need to hop on the phone immediately. And he loved it. And so he asked if he could write a forward. He asked if we could do a series of talks together after it was out. He put me in touch with my current publisher, Stephanie Pierucci. So he was like a huge, huge champion of this book. Very, very helpful in terms of the publishing process.
That's huge. And boy, you hit pay dirt with this thing. Folks, here's the thing. And you watch what goes on. I mean, I'm going to take you back to Ireland because I'm very familiar with it, having been there. The English of long ago tried to destroy Ireland, and the best way to do it is to attack its culture, to destroy its history, and above all things, change the language, change the meaning of words. This is very, very powerful stuff, and that's what this book, I mean, goes right to the core of what they're doing, what the other side is doing. Now, there's this study that you have spent. You've got a master's degree in journalism. I'm still a card-carrying journalist, but, you know, I'm more into doing the truth. Rather, we see so much of this creating the news rather than reporting the news, and the biases come out. Yes, I have my opinion on it, but at least people know when I'm telling them something versus what my opinion is, and it's generally sarcastic because I can literally decipher what these people are trying to say, and it's like, look, come on, we're not stupid. We can read between the lines. But then you've come up with this term, quantum languaging. Wow, that's heavy-duty stuff. What is it? What does it mean?
Well, quantum languaging is a study of how language is operating as reality creation technology, as programming technology on all of the various levels. So I'm a stickler for exacting language. So when I started using this languaging tool, which is more about the frequencies encoded in language, and then the definitions being sort of secondary, I was calling it the language of empowerment, which it absolutely is. But because it's operating on so many different levels, quantum felt like the just right word, because we're looking at like the various layers of consciousness on which language is programming us. It programs the emotional body, the psychological body, the energetic body. It programs the intellect. It programs our collective. It felt like the just right word for this particular communication paradigm.
See, the thing is, I know Mickey Willis, and so, you know, met him at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour. Don't know how familiar with that you are, but I'll tell you what, we run around in the same circles. So, I mean, I know a lot of these people, and what their intentions are is to get the word out and talk to people about the stuff that you basically have taken. This book evolves around hierarchy and about people's use of words. And this is what, and I hate to do the blue state, red state thing again, but I'm going to go there because every time you go to one of these blue state cities or whatever, and you confront people and people see you for what you are, and God forbid you walk into a libtard establishment with a MAGA hat on, and they're empowered to do what? Call you names. This is almost like collection agents when they call up and they use power over tactics on you to get you to feel like you're a victim and like you're the perpetrator. Actually, the poor creditor is the victim here, and you're depriving him of his payment, and you should be ashamed of yourself, and you're a deadbeat, and you don't want to pay your bill. And that's the kind of stuff we're talking about here, isn't it? Power over language.
It's definitely a lot of it, and it's unfortunate to see so many people who are confused by a lot of the rhetoric coming out of the mass media that aims to convince us that because we have different beliefs, different voting practices, different preferences and allegiances, that we're not all human beings, that we're not all a singular human species. So, you know, no quote-unquote sides are immune to this because we've all been indoctrinated by hierarchy because we've all grown up within hierarchy. And the way that hierarchy sustains itself is through language, right? We're speaking a language of hierarchy all day, every day, which means we are all responsible to give us a tool to help us transform our societal structure and get out of this mess. So even simply the words, you know, like libtard, and I get it, it's totally fun to say but it's demeaning, right? And if we want to have a conversation where we can, you know, look at root causes, look at what is our Venn diagram of crossover in terms of what we're wanting to achieve and how we can achieve that, we're not going to do that by calling one another names, by demonizing one another for choices we made in the past and dishonoring our shared humanity.
Yeah, I get the shared humanity part, but I mean, if they want to call me a honky and a cracker, I'm just going to go, look, is that the best you got? I just start laughing when they start name calling. It's like, look, your choice of words. I mean, that's what this all boils down to, is how you communicate with other people, where you say stuff that is demeaning versus, and what's your purpose for saying it? And are you trying to power over me? And you talk a lot about masculinism and feminism. And it seems like from the book, and I'm trying to get clear and concerned on this, about this equality, this equal plane that we're supposed to be on. Could you elaborate on that?
I can. And I love that you're making this motion with your hands, because I do that whenever I talk about this as well. So when I'm talking about the masculine and the feminine, I'm talking about the energetic imbalances in our culture, right? I'm not talking about embodied men and women, but right now we're buying into this fiction, or many of us are buying into this fiction, that patriarchy is the root of all evil, is the reason why everything terrible has ever happened since the beginning of time, and that the quote unquote fix is to put women on top, or black people on top, or, you know, amphibians on top, like whatever it is. And to privilege any class over another is hierarchy. That's the definition of hierarchy. It's a system that is propped up by status. If we need to be losers, then we're all losing. So it's really time for us to evolve out of a hierarchical structure into a more win-win structure that serves the greatest good of all. And so I talk about the masculine-feminine imbalance in terms of like the polarities that come from the hermetic principles, per se, and how separation and status is itself masculine, right? If we're looking at, you know, the masculine directs and moves forward, the feminine receives and makes space for the all. So if we're privileging women and expecting men to take short shrift, we're still operating in a masculine structure because it's defined by status itself. So I help lay out in the first part of the book these masculine feminine principles, because there's so much talk about like the return of the divine feminine, or, you know, evening out the imbalance. And I'm saying if we're going to even out the imbalance, then we have to do that conceptually with the things that are programming our lens of perception, instead of just putting women on top and pretending like we've solved the issue.
Well, again, and this is all the perspective, too, because you got, and again, these terms that people throw out there. I mean, we got locked down for 3 years, roughly.
Yep.
We were all programmed by mainstream media to behave a certain way, to regard people that didn't take the jab as going to go kill grandma, and you can't go to Thanksgiving dinner. Our families turned inward, looked at each other, pointed fingers back and forth, and I mean, they've disrupted the family unit. This is all by design. And then the hate words came out. The hate language came out. This idea of hierarchy, like I'm better than you because I'm an American, because I took the shot. I put my faith in the government rather than I put it in God. Now we got a big problem, because, see, it's all coming back to roost now on the people, the very people that pointed a finger at the unvaccinated. That's that system of hierarchy played out in the political realm, is it not?
Can you repeat the last part of the question? It just blipped out a little bit.
I know. We seem to be having a problem with Skype this morning. The situation with the jab and the way that the conversation has internalized itself. This is all the part of the mainstream media that's doing this. And this is the political hierarchy basically imbuing its profile on us, its narrative on us, to turn on each other. That's all by design, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely by design. I mean, this is classic divide and conquer. And the thing is that where we're at now as a culture, it's really incumbent upon those of us who see the shenanigans, who understand this is propaganda, this is an attempt to manipulate the public. It is really on us to take the high road, to not absorb and take in this language of separation, anti-vaxxer, you know, mask or clean. Like, all of these are weaponized phrases used to divide us. So for those of us who can see through this nonsense, the more that we can utilize a language that unifies us, that still offers respect and compassion while still honoring our differences, we can heal this divide. The healing is not going to come through the mainstream. They don't want to heal us. The healing is not going to come through the people who are confused and think that daddy government or Anthony Fauci has our backs. The healing is going to come through those of us on the ground who understand this is divide and conquer and refuse to take the bait.
So you got groups like BLM, Antifa, and everybody else that refers to themselves as victims. This is part of the problem, isn't it? We have to stop victimizing ourselves.
1,000%. The victim virus is the true pandemic. And I feel like it's, you know, one of the biggest scams that they call them the powers that were to put their false power in the past. But this is one of the biggest scams that they've pulled on us, is convincing the populace that there's value in victimhood and indoctrinating generations of people to love their disempowerment, to proudly brandish their disempowerment, and to be thrilled to have excuses to live lackluster lives, not realizing that they're painting themselves into a corner called lackluster lives and disempowerment. That's why in the book, victimhood is the longest chapter, because I do think it's one of the biggest issues we're facing.
See, now the LGBTQ, that whole thing is all part of that same victimhood situation, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And also, to be clear, it's not the people who are being used as body armor for the social engineers, right? It's not like, you know, gay people, lesbians, there's no issue there. It's the social engineers are using them for a larger, hence the giving of the rainbow, right? You can't take this like mediological occurrence that belongs to the whole world and give it to one small group and think you're not going to create division and resentment among the populace. We can see the same thing with like, oh, you get a month, you get these special privileges. Right. But I think it's very important for us to remember it's not the people being used as body armor. They're simply confused. It's the social engineers behind the scenes that I don't want to say our enemy, but that are really trying to divide us.
I mean, basically, that's what this wordsmithing is all about, is changing our language, changing our culture, removing history. And they think, you know, we go back to the old saying from George Santayana. People who are ignorant of history are doomed to repeat it. And it seems like this is what we're headed towards. When I started reading this book, I started thinking, man, there's so many parallels with what you're using the terms shift show and fuster cluck. And I specifically flipped them around because we are live on the radio and we're restricted by the FCC. If we were on a podcast, I could say whatever I wanted because people on the internet, it doesn't matter. But the thing is that Danny came right out with all this, you know, language. And I said, it reminded me so much of the preface I wrote for my new book called Doomed to Repeat, which is on my Substack page. And it's the same thing. And I basically tell people, look, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. But in the terminology, I put it in there, was, look, if you're going to complain, F off. And, you know, I just come right out and say it because, look, if little things like this are going to get under your skin, we're already off on the wrong foot. You got to have an open mind and be ready to receive and understand what the other side is trying to do to you. Because, I mean, this whole book was about uniting against tyranny. So what's the big key thing here? What are they trying to play on us? What's the objective that we have to achieve if we're going to stop this nonsense? We don't have much time.
I mean, the biggest thing is for us to come together and realize that there are no sides among the masses. It's all of humanity versus the oligarchs, you know, which is, of course, a shorthand placeholder term for what? The techno-fascists, the transhumanists, the eugenicists, et cetera, et cetera. But the key is for us to stop fighting with one another and to start lifting one another up, empowering one another. And as well, I like what you said, if you're going to complain, F off. It's like, stop talking about the problems. same with victimhood. Stop talking about the past. We all have all had horrible traumas in the past. Where do we want to go? What does an up-leveled iteration of America look like? And what steps do we need to take together as one singular populace called Americans to get there? You know, the whole political landscape, giant F, as you would say, of talking about problems, talking about, you know, why the other side are the barriers to solutions. And it's like, what are these solutions? Like, what are these, you know, anyone who's running for president, where do you see America in 4 years and how are you going to get us there? Right. So it's on us to look at, like, where do we want America to go? OK, great. We don't like the direction it's going in. What would we prefer? And for us to come together and tenaciously speak us into that version of America.
And see, I've always said, no matter, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what race, religion, creed, whatever. It doesn't matter. We are all slaves to the rhythm, like Grace Jones. You know, we're all in that realm. We all are in bondage somehow. I mean, that's the common denominator. But see, in one sense, it represents victimhood. But in another sense, it's like, look, we let them do this to us. We have to fix it.
Exactly. And I think that's really the key, is like for us to take responsibility for where we're at. Like, look, we dropped the ball on our participation in our constitutional republic, or we wouldn't be where we're at. So it's, we really need to take responsibility for that. And if we want it to be different, then again, where are we going to take responsibility, utilize our inner authority, our sovereign agency to say no and to come together with a better plan and steer us that way?
So, I mean, here's the thing. For those of you who don't know Dani Katz very well, I mean, she's written gobs of articles. And even for the liberal side of life, she's written on that too. LA Times just laid off 50 people or is going to lay off 50 more staff members. Santa Fe Reporter, Reality Sandwich. I mean, she's written for all of these things besides having a master's in journalism. This is just amazing that you put this book out, and the wordplay is insane. I mean, when you, here's the thing, you like short, choppy sentences. That's how people, their attention span. I think you wrote this book in such a way, and you encapsulated thought processes inside of shaded paragraphs so that people could, in a very short period of time, read and absorb one little section, if that's all they can handle, and understand exactly what you mean. In the language of betterarchy, which is, I mean, that's extremely important. First off, we got to get our head on straight and stop becoming a victim. Stop feeling we're being, I mean, we all are being persecuted. We all recognize we're being persecuted. We recognize that it is the corporate United States that is not doing their job for we the people. They're supposed to be representing us, not the other way around. Governments are necessary. It's just not this one. This one needs to change. And the only way to change it is through the will of we the people. And if we all give up and say, I'm a victim, my vote doesn't count. You see, they got you. They got you. When you get that mindset, they got you. Isn't that right? That's where this is going.
1,000%. And that's the, like, again, another one of the giant shams that they've pulled on us. And this one goes much further back than the victim fiction, is that authority is an external agent outside of us that has the right to tell us what to do. Authority is, in fact, an inside job. It is our God-given right to write our stories however we choose. And it is time for us to, you know, pick up our empowerment, right? I see so many people who know better, but have been going along to get along because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want to make a scene. They don't want to offend anyone. And, you know, normalization is on us. And that is the fourth stage of Yuri Bezmenov's ideological subversion, and that's where we are at. So at this point, if we normalize their shenanigans, it's on us. That's totally on us to do. The hierarchy to help us stand in our sovereign authority so that regardless of what the social engineers are trying to pull, regardless of what these, you know, crooked tyrant governors are attempting to mandate, we still are standing in our empowerment and our sovereign agency. And that is so much stronger than their lies, their coercion, their censorship, right? Like, we're the ones with the actual power here. This is just a tool to help us stand in it, claim it, and use it to our advantage to shift this world situation.
So in the closing statement, if you had to put encapsulate what the total objective here to unify against tyranny, it's getting together as communities and having positive conversations. That would be the bottom line here, right?
Well, I think that would be a piece of it, but I think beyond positive conversation, it's each and every one of us as individuals using our language to and strengthen our community so that we are not able to be barreled over or controlled or enslaved or manipulated or divided the way we have been.
Sounds like a plan. Danny Katz, thanks so much for joining us here. We're out of time for today's show, folks. If you want to buy the book, the Amazon affiliate link is listed on the email blast that you're going to get. If you haven't subscribed, go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab, and you'll get all the Amazon links you need to get to the book and buy the book by Danny Katz, The Language of Betterarchy, A Blueprint for Uniting Against Tyranny. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Danny. Good luck with the book. And next time you see Dave Martin, tell him I said hi.
Will do, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. Have a beautiful day.
You do. Have a great weekend. And folks, we'll be back on Monday, as usual. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Make a positive difference in somebody's life today besides your own. See you Monday.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.